take me to the station and put me on a train. I've got no expectations to pass through here again. Once I was a rich man, now I am so poor, but never in my sweet short life have I felt like this before. Your heart is like a diamond. You throw your pearls at swine, and as I watch you leaving me, you pack my peace of mind.
Rolling Stones wrapping up a Viva La Mock for this edition of It's an abridged version of the Viva La Mock radio program. Magnapop before that doing Big Stars 13 and start off that entire set with Malibu from Birthday Girl Courtney Love. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you again next week.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It is that time of the day when I, the Mockster, do a thing called the Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we get to the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Visit them today in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. And I should remind you, because you are a bigwig in whatever business you are, that maybe you want to underwrite the Viva La Mock radio program or just other shows here on WRCT. If you do, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. But you might have heard me say, I've got an Irma Thomas mock to get into. And I think it's just five songs. I thought I might push it to six. But I think I'm just going to do five songs. Five Irma Thomas songs for the mock. So why not just jump into it? Jump into the Irma Thomas mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. With a version of her song, Rulers of My Heart, as done by New Jersey's own Smithereens.
I wait patiently But in spite of all the wrong is done, I just cry on, I just cry on. But I still love him with all my heart. But in spite of all the wrong is done, I just cry out, I just cry out. But maybe one day, before long, you might decide to come.
You to be no angel, either no gal with a job. All I wanted was one good woman just to love and keep me satisfied. But I done got over, Lord, I done got over, Lord, I done got over, I done got over at last. I was so in love, I was miserable. Although I know my love was in vain, 'cause every time I turned my back, you was out with some other man. But I done got over, Lord, I done got over, Lord, I done got over, I done got over at last. Met you, you seem to be the sweet little thing, but after a while you got so bad, Lord, it was a crying shame. But I done got over, Lord, I done got over, Lord, I done got over, I done got over at last. Lord, I done got over, I done got over at last. Lord, I done got over, I done got over at last.
Fats Domino wrapping up that mock with I Done Got Over It. That, my friends, was an Irma Thomas mock, because February 18th, Irma Thomas turned 81 years old. So in celebration of her birthday, why not pay tribute and honor her with some songs? If you're unfamiliar with Irma Thomas, she was also known as the Soul Queen of New Orleans. Yeah, born February 18th, 1941. Happy birthday, Irma. So before the Fats Domino, the Detroit Cobras, who did a bunch of Irma Thomas songs, so I had to pick one. I picked their version of Cry On from the Life, Love, and Leaving album. Shakin' Stevens actually had a hit with his version of It's Raining. Went back to the Liquored Up and Lacquered Down album from Southern Culture on the Skids for Hitting on Nothing and start off the entire set with some Smithereens doing Irma Thomas's Ruler of My Heart, the song you actually hear in the background right now. When you're alone, that's a mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I try not to repeat mocks, at least in a year span. But honestly, I try not to repeat them at all, if I can't. Back to more of this encore edition of Viva La Mock right after this.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
I've got some requests that have come in through the request line. That's how it works. You call up 412-268-WRCT and you say, Moxer, I'd like to hear such and such a song. And I try to write it down, because if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. And then I try to play it for you. How about some Radiohead?
Sir, I have a complaint. isn't there any way?
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Mock.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what find. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were find.
Up again, I dreamed of you. So I walked to the shops. You were dancing with the Woolies on top of the Pops. Once in a while, Nadi Gerasimov drops his smile, and I can see that his eyes, a portfolio pregnant with skies. He's been up all night moving the goalposts. Like a jackdaw with a fiery brand, spread the news all over this land. Robin Hood and his merry men are never, never, never coming back again. Love should be pain, so would you please rub my back again? I think it's safe to leave them in the park. Let's blow out the candles and kiss in the dark. Heavens above, can this sticky stuff really be love? Don't get dressed yet, not yet. Been up all night moving the goalposts. We've been up all night moving the goalposts.
From his Don't Try This at Home album, Billy Bragg, moving the goalposts here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, went back to Starfish from The Church with Under the Milky Way. Here's a fun little fact for you. In the middle of that song, there's this part that sounds like it's, it really almost sounds like it's a bagpipe playing. Do you remember that? Or just go back and re-listen to the song. But really, that was not actually a bagpipe. It was this synthesizer called the Synclavier. And the reason why I want to make mention of that is about a week ago, the inventor of the Synclavier passed away. In fact, I think Frank Zappa has an entire album where he just used the Synclavier on it. And tons like Soft Cell, think of like Tainted Love and some of those songs, those all use it. The very, you know, very cutting edge synthesizer back in the day. Invented, I think, in like about 1975, the original version came out. So I wanted to play that. I wanted some Synclavier on my show. Then I could shout out and pay homage to the man who, I think, Appleton, I think. John Appleton, I think, is the guy's name. I think. I don't know. My brain's not as good as it used to be. I'm just telling you. Hey, before The Church, how about The Damned doing their version of Alone Again, or... Love that version. Love that song. Love The Damned. Wow. That's like a win-win-win for the Mockster, right? Hopefully for you as well. Some Radiohead Stop Whispering from Pablo Honey. Start off that entire set of music. Get this to where we are now, which is right here in the now. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening as it comes to each and every week at this time. If you've got a suggestion for a song, you can on Friday nights, you can call me up at 412-268. I know the number, 412-268-WRCT. Or if you're listening to one of my encore presentations, well, you can't call me, but you can send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Did get a request on a Friday night.
Rain, rain. chose to start. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel of the morning, baby. Just brush my cheek before you leave me, darling. Call me angel of the morning, baby. And slowly turn away from me.
Just turn away. Victims of the night. I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel of the morning, baby. Just brush my cheek before you leave it, darling. Just call me angel of the morning, baby. And slowly turn away. I won't ask you to stay with me.
Just turn away.
Yeah.
Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead.
Oh, God, girl, please look at me.
What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know.
Punk rock girl, give me a chance.
Let's go slam dance, we'll dress like mini pearls, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. Took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal.
Punk rock girl, it makes no sense.
Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. Let's have a child. Just you and me, eat fudge banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Street for a living, you know it's only beginning.
they've got you under their thumb.
Some Replacements wrapping up that set of music. Went back to a Let It Be for their Kiss cover. That was like a twofer. It's a twofer for the Moxster because, sadly, it was actually on this day back in 1995 that Bob Stinson of the Replacements passed away. Succumbed to many, many years abusing his body with alcohol. And two, or B as I should say, Black Diamond, the original version of that song, came off of Kiss's debut album, which was released on this day in 1974. Dead Milkmen before that, doing a punk rock girl. Pulled that one off of Beelzebubba. Pittsburgh's own Cynics doing their version of Angel of the Morning from No Siesta Tonight, and started off. Off the entire set from Nick the Knife. That's the name of the album. Nick Lowe, the name of the artist. The request was Raining. Happy to play that for you. Hey, don't forget, you can join your rockin' attorney, my rockin' attorney, our rockin' attorney, for Courts in Session for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, soul, blues, whatever he's playing, but he plays new music by classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's jump right back into the music. You know, if Peter Tork were with us today, he would have celebrated a birthday recently, so why not play a song that Peter Tork wrote for the Monkees, as done by Spy Genius.
kids to your mama and dads. Since we're not dead, I guess I made us both stronger, and we both knew it couldn't go on for much longer like that. I guess I'm probably the one to blame, and I guess I'll build another good woman insane, but now we're not gonna have to give each other any more pain. Something bad, I figure out a way to get it somehow. Sometimes I'm stubborn, and I'll admit it. If you think I'm gonna change, you might as well forget it right now. I work a different job for each mouth I feed, and a two-time mother ain't what I need. But I gotta thank you most of all for carrying my seat.
But I've done some demolition, and in a world gone wrong, the death of country music rattles around the planet. We light the flame and fan it deep into the night. Where the city casts its shadow, you leave the straight and narrow. Tomorrow and forever seems so far away. Where the dance floor's overcrowded and the music's getting louder, people do some breathing while they're cheating death. Marco Bante. Tonight the West is sleeping, the desert will be creeping. Inch by inch across the continent, and the bones of country music lay there in their casket beneath the towers of Nashville in a black pool of neglect. So we cast our nets in the water, drag the pool and caught them, grind them up and snort them deep into the night. I spill some blood on the ashes of the bones of the Jones and the Cashes. Skulls in false eyelashes, the ghost riders in the sky.
Dino! From Cowboy in Flames, that's the Waco Brothers wrapping up that set of music with The Death of Country Music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And speaking of death and country music, or let me say alt-country music, we recently just lost Dallas Good of the Sadies. Dallas and Travis, the core of the Sadies, only 48 years old, so I wanted to play some Sadies in there. And I did. Trying to remember what I played. Oh, yeah, 1 million songs. I played 1 million songs from their Tremendous Efforts release on the Bloodshot record label. For the Sadies, some Continental Drifters from their 1994 debut with Get Over It. I actually saw the Continental Drifters many, many years back. In fact, I can tell you, I believe it was 1997. A little place called Wilbert's up in Cleveland. Steve Wynn was on that bill. And I started the entire set with some Spy Genius from the Blow Their Covers album, doing a cover of The Monkees' For Pete's Sake, song written by Peter Tork. Peter Tork, as I mentioned at the onset, would have celebrated a birthday recently, so wanted to play that as well. My name is Paul. This has been an encore presentation of the Viva La Mac radio program. Don't forget you can tune in for a live presentation of Viva La Mac each and every Friday night, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. You know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
For Davidson Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STN.